Storyteller's Night at Jesse Brown's takes place Thursday, September 19th. Come hear your neighbor's adventure. Hi, this is Bill Barty saying this wonderful franchise at Jesse Brown's invites three different storytellers to tell their 20-minute story. You're invited. Again, Thursday, September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and today is the kickoff of college football, and we're going to tailgate at Jesse Brown's. Upstairs, outdoors.
Downset hut.
There you go.
Let's do it. Don Yeager right there. Bill
Barty.
Wait a minute.
Right, that guy's blowing a whistle at you.
What's he throwing that yellow hanky around for?
I don't know, but you might have done something wrong.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager right there, Bill Barty right here. The title of the program is Carolina Outdoors, but we are getting ready to go international. International, how you may think. We're going to go to Asia and learn about a form of Japanese-type fishing called tenkara. But to do that, we're going to bring a specialist on, and he's going to be at Jesse Brown's later on today, tying flies and showing off a little bit with the Project Healing Waters gang. With no further ado, let's bring on Jason Sparks. Jason, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning, Don.
Hello there.
Jason, I'm sorry, Don. It's great to have you on here. Famed tenkara angler, but without any further ado, tell us, what is tenkara fishing?
Wow, that's a great question. I'll see if I can simplify it too. It's a centuries-old Japanese form of fly fishing using long rods that are typically 12 to 14 feet long. The rods and the lines are very light. Modern rods are telescopic and ultralight. It's a highly capable and effective fishing system, and this fly fishing system does not have a reel. So the line is attached to the end of the rod, which makes it very versatile.
So this is somewhat similar to cane pole fishing.
Well, if you walked up on me in the creek and saw me holding my tenkara rod, you might think that I was holding a cane pole, but I assure you, fly casting and the effectiveness of this whole rod system is much more capable than that bamboo stick you have in the garage.
Well, along with tenkara fishing, I guess the telescopic part makes it much more mobile. So when you are being mobile, where is tenkara fishing most fitting for us to take out there to access different types of water?
When the rods collapse, they're about 14 to 20 inches long. I have one with me at all times in my car. I just moved to Charlotte 2 years ago. Prior to that, I was living in Boone in the Blue Ridge Mountains. So I fly fish in the mountains, but now that I'm in Charlotte, I'm fishing local streams and ponds here in the Charlotte area. It's good for just about any species of fish that you can catch on a fly. So panfish, crappie, brim, bass, trout, char, lots of options.
So the flies you use, are they similar to what the rest of us are using, or are they specialized as well?
I would say that they're very similar. It's a body material and a feather on a hook, so the flies are similar. But Japanese flies do have deep heritage that goes back centuries, where they initially were tying flies on by heating a needle and bending it to create a hook, the first barbless hooks, and using chicken feathers and silk thread to tie up flies that were very nondescript and just buggy looking. That's the style of fly that I tie and fish with.
Now, Jason, you've become quite well known as a tenkara angler, but how does that happen? I mean, how did you get into the sport? How did you first start off or become introduced to tenkara angling?
About 7 years ago, I read a magazine article in Blue Ridge Outdoors while I was sitting having pizza in Black Mountain. As I was reading the article, I realized this was a style of fishing that I had never heard of before, and I'd been fishing for decades all around the world, and I needed to know more. So as I started to investigate it and study it and read up on it, I realized nobody in the Southeast was knowledgeable about it at all. So I kind of took it upon myself to start promoting it. Got to the point where I was writing magazine articles about it. I was teaching classes. I did summer series at the Pisgah Center for Wildlife Education in Brevard with NC Wildlife. I give presentations to Trout Unlimited and fishing clubs, as well as universities like Appalachian State University. So I just found myself promoting it and talking about it and getting my name out there pretty much was just a byproduct of that.
Well, that name is Jason Sparks, and Jason, along the way, doing all those things you just listed, you also took it upon yourself to, my word, moderate a forum on Tenkara fishing. Tell us about a forum in relationship with Tenkara, what that means for you as the moderator, and what people share in that forum.
I'm sure you're referring to my group on Facebook and social media called Appalachian Tenkara Anglers. And that started off as kind of a regional subset for like-minded Tenkara anglers. And it's grown to essentially be an international forum on social media with more than 2,000 members. I created it originally. There were four people in the group. So it's grown a great deal over the years. And we talk about all things from, like, people will join the group and they'll say, hey, I've never heard of this and I'm interested in it. What do I need to know? And my community of members immediately embraces them and starts providing great, knowledgeable information. And sometimes we have people that say, hey, I've been fishing for 60 years and I know everything about fishing. What one new thing do I need to learn? And we engage in those conversations also. So it's all about being an inclusive group that explores topics and shares knowledge to promote all aspects of fixed line fly fishing.
Is there criticism? I remember when snowboarding came up in the ski industry, 30 years ago, skiers would criticize snowboarding, and they'd have all different things. Is there any criticism of Tenkara anglers that bubbles up in the forum or just in general?
Oh, in general, I'm going to say yes, it's brutal.
What is that about?
I don't know. Sometimes we're scared of the unknown. Sometimes we think that our team is better than your team. Or we're all about the Tigers and we don't like the Gamecocks. So I don't really know where all that stems from. But, I'll say that for several years I ran a multi-vendor exhibition where I brought Tenkara companies together as well as presenters for educational sessions through a two-day session. That event was Tenkara Jam. And the second year that I did it outside of Baltimore. And about an hour into the first morning, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, we have a special guest. Can we make a chair for him? I said, sure. Like, I'm this little nobody guy from Boone, North Carolina. What special guest? Oh, here comes Lefty Cray and his group from TFO. And they sat down, and Lefty spent the day with us. And he was one of the original, I'll say, naysayers of Tenkara. And his words were, it's a fad. But he realized that it's not replacing fly fishing, it's a niche. And for those of us that enjoy it, we embrace it strongly. I don't get involved in trying to defend it with anybody that wants to naysay against it. Hey, you want to like the orange team? I like the red team. We're good with that.
Well, I think that people have to understand it's not exclusive of using any other type of rod, correct?
It is not. It's just a tool in your toolbox. And if I was fishing for 40-inch redfish, I would not be using a fixed-line rod. If I was fishing for wild trout on South Mountain, I don't know that I'd carry my 9-weight out there. So when you go to do your home project, you open the box and use the right tool. That's what this is about.
Hey, we're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Jason Sparks is our guest alongside Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. And, Jason, I have listed right here beside your name, famed Tenkara angler, forum moderator, promoter of urban fishing, and household material fly tire. So you're going to be at Jesse Brown's this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, August 31st, as a part of the tailgate kickoff party at Jesse Brown's. What does this mean, household material fly tire. What are you going to be doing there? And tell us about that and Project Healing Waters that's also going to be there.
Well, household materials, if you're into fly tying, you can look around and see that just about everything you see except the kitchen sink can be tied into a fly. I've tied flies with cat hair, with fur from my puppy. My daughter was walking out one day with her winter toboggan on when we were in Boone, and I stopped her and picked some of the fuzz off of her turquoise blue hat and spun it up to a fly. And then that afternoon, I sent her a picture of a trout that I had just caught on the fly that was tied with some yarn from her hat. I'm a big fan of sewing thread and silk threads. I like natural wool yarns. I tie a lot of flies with yarns, and I use inexpensive feathers like Indian rooster and, as my wife calls them, chicken feathers. So fly tying can be done with very simple materials. Copper ribbing for the flies. I like to take an old extension cord or a USB plugging cord for your phone and strip it down and get the copper out of it and reuse that copper for ribbing. Inexpensive way and a fun way to be creative in how I go about doing it.
Well, we're excited to have you after lunch today, about noon or 12:30 or so at Jesse Brown's. You'll be on hand with the gang from Project Healing Waters, sharing your experiences and sharing your knowledge involving all of these sorts of things. Now, Jason, we do have some nice Gore-Tex jackets there and some nice shirts and such, so don't chop any of those up at Jesse Brown's as you're tying those flies.
Now the socks are fair game, though. I can tell you, you can unravel the socks when Bill isn't looking.
And we do.
That's good. I'll make sure no one's watching.
We do have Duke the shop dog there too, so we'll know what happened if we have any bites of his hair clipped out and tied on a hook. Jason, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We look forward to seeing you at Jesse Brown's later on today.